that's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Tuesday. You know, we always turn to technology on Tuesday and get a little insight on what's going on in the technology universe. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media is our longtime expert contributor in this field, and he rejoins us. And Ari, welcome back, by the way. Always good to have you. I got to tell you, I was a little surprised this morning. I was up really super early, like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm thumbing through the news stories, and I see in this kind of quiet headline, it didn't make major news, that the Apple App Store is letting Parler back into the fold. Now, what happened there?
Yeah, I was surprised also. I think I had a, you know, I read it, you know.
A double take.
Double take, exactly, just to make sure. But this is a good move, I think, for everyone. You know, Parler's a conservative leaning platform. They were banned on January 9th. And, you know, primarily, I mean, you could kind of debate, you know, why they were banned. But I believe it was because of there was a lot of hate speech developing on their platform. But they were able to clean it up, put systems in place, develop algorithms to be able to flag it. And Apple just let them back into their store. So I think it's good all around.
Yeah. So now, friends, if you have missed me on Twitter, because I have been deplatformed there, I had 150,000 followers. They're all gone. But I've got about 24,000 followers over on Parler. And if you want to join me there, it's at KMC Radio on the Parler platform. And you can now get it from the Apple App Store. Any word, Ari, on whether or not the Android app stores are going to follow suit?
There's nothing on that yet, but I mean, I have no doubt if Apple let them in, it's just a question of, you know, I would imagine it's going to be a couple of weeks before you know, Android approves them and lets them in. And again, it's great. I mean, I think, you know, kind of everyone cooperated. Everyone had a goal in mind. Congress as well was involved, and they were able to accomplish their goal. They did say something interesting, is that they're not going to be dependent on big tech anymore to be able to dictate the direction of the company, and certainly, at least on the technological side, to be able to shut them down anymore. So I thought that was an interesting piece of news as well.
Well, one of the very interesting things that's happened in the technology space over the last 2 days is that Mike Lindell, Mr. MyPillow, has launched his social media platform called frankspeech.com. And Ari, talk about a new paradigm. He owns the servers, the hosting services, the farm where the servers are kept. There is nothing outside of his, control, so to speak. Now, they did get hacked on the first day, and they were hacked for hours and hours and hours. And to this point, even on this day, I don't know if they're fully up to speed yet. But it is interesting to see how, with just a little bit of crisis in the big tech arena, entrepreneurialism kicked in and people said, well, let's just make our own alternatives to what Twitter is and went for it. So it'll be interesting to see. But I think this all bodes well. I think the more free speech that you have across more platforms and more people competing for those eyeballs, the better the industry is.
Yeah, and 100%, Kevin. And I think it's going to do, I think Mike's platform is going to do well. And I think it's also going to set a precedent as to how other companies are going to follow suit. You know, big tech was never called big tech, right? I mean, these were all people that started in their garage, started in their bedroom or their garage, and ended up becoming large corporations. But you know, what happened was, you know, they became so large, and, you know, the big four, the big five companies, the Amazons, the Microsoft, the Facebooks, Googles of the world, end up controlling, you know, probably 80% of the world's data. So we're seeing a pendulum swing now the other way, where people, you know, don't want to be reliant on Amazon Web Services. So I think I think things are definitely headed in the right direction.
Well, and I kind of prefer, like, government not having to come in and bust up Twitter or Facebook. I would rather the market do that. Like, if people think Twitter's too big and they think that they can do something better, I'd much rather see a free market self-correction of an industry than having and forcing the government to come in and say, we're going to break you up like the phone company.
I agree. I mean, 100%. And I remember, you know, all the telecoms, great, you know, breaking into the baby bells. But correct. I mean, it should be capitalism at its best. We don't need I do believe we need some regulation. But the American dream is somebody starting in their garage and building a behemoth of a company. Right. I mean, you know, why?
Or in your pillow factory, whichever way it works.
Exactly. And then what, you know, why should the government, it's true, why should the government come ahead and say, no, you know, we're putting a cap on how high you can grow. Yeah. So we're on the same page.
Hey, what's this other story today about Facebook and audio that CNN has out?
So this is a new medium. We heard about Clubhouse, and it's continuing to grow. It's basically an audio platform wrapped in a social media network, which is really cool. It kind of falls in the realm of a podcast, but you're able to share and create rooms on an audio platform. So companies called Clubhouse, I believe it's still invite only, but they're going to start opening up to the general public. And now Facebook is eyeing it and saying, hey, wait, this is another opportunity to be able to build social communities just around audio clips and audio files. So it's definitely a sector to watch. And I think it's fascinating. You know, we went from text, we went from email to text to WhatsApp to video. We're now moving into the audio space. And I don't think that anybody would have thought that audio, aside from radio and podcasts, would have been a sustainable model. But it seems like it's doing really well.
I think it's probably just women that are using it. You know why? Because they don't want to have to put their face on to do the video stuff anymore. You know how many people will ask me, I'm going to do a meeting with you at 10:30, but do we have to have the video camera turned on? Because I don't want to get ready. And I'm like, I get it. So if you have the audio only version, then whoever is, and I've been saying women, but it could be anybody. If you got, if you don't want to have to, you know, get prepped and look nice on camera, an audio only platform works very nicely for you.
It's great, and they make it so friendly, and I think it's I think it's going to be great. I mean, we saw the emergence of podcasts now, and something that we're calling the creator's economy, right? Which is amazing. These are how influencers are built. You have access to internet and a voice and an opinion. You could build a community for yourself and hopefully be able to monetize it.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be interesting. We'll be watching that in the days and weeks to come. Ari Zoldan, always appreciate your insight on Tech Tuesday. Thank you again, as always.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. When we come back, friends, I've got one more thing to get to today, and it is an important one. It has to do with the types of projectiles the protesters are using outside of Minneapolis to attack the police with. It's not what you would expect. A can of soup? Yeah. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back.